You've got some things coming up in your workshop that have to do with the ongoing evolution of Northgate, and that's certainly been the situation that, we're close to a decade as to where things have changed there. Of course, the parking garage was built, but that doesn't necessarily always make people happy. y'all are once again kind of looking at parking rates there and what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, we're... we looked at the rates through the partnership with the Northgate District Association, and they would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. So the lunch hour is free. And we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there. And so partnership between staff has worked really hard on this with the Northgate District Association, and they're in favor of this.
And you might not know the answer to this, but let me ask you, is there special event parking prices like during football games and things
yes.
like that?
Okay. Yeah, we charge the same as the university
okay.
at the garage.
It's
$20 a day for football games.
Other thing you're kind of doing is trying to address the loading zone situation.
Yeah, that's been difficult, and it's still a work in progress. It's not, 100%, but we're looking at taking a back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a temporary loading zone. So we think that and the one on Boyette and we can get there.
Now that's not workshop. That's
regular.
Okay, so you're going to try to give relief to some of those commercial ventures that are trying to get their stuff loaded in there.
Yeah.